Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Zayin. Brachas Daf Zayin, and today's shiur, again, these months shiur, 2 months, are sponsored to L'Zecher Nishmas Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky, dedicated by the entire Orlinsky family for Av and Elul. We thank them for the sponsorship. Okay, we are on Vav Amid Beis, by the two dots, about 12 lines up from the bottom. The Amar Bichelbo Amar Avuna. And we're a little bit up. These are large dafim here in the Maseches Brachos. V'am Rabbi Chelba, Amar Rav Huna. Kol anena misudas chasan ve'eno misamcho over b'chamisha kolos. We just spoke about mincha, and now we have another statement from the same person. That's why this is here. Rabbi Chelba, Amar Rav Huna. Anyone who benefits, goes to a wedding, ve'eno misamcho, and does not misameh chasan ve'kala over b'chamisha kolos, he violates chamisha, he transgresses chamisha kolos. Sh'ne'amar, the pasuk says, kol sason ve'kol simcha, kol chasan ve'kol kala, kol omrim hodu es Hashem tzvakos. So that is the five kol words in the pasuk. So therefore, somebody violates the five kolos associated with a wedding. Via misamcho mascharo, and if he does misamei chasan v'kala, what is his schar? Amar Bishua ben Levi zoche l'Torah shenina b'chamisha kolos. The opposite, he zoche to Torah, which was given with five kolos. Shenemar vayibi yomash lishi biyosa boker. It was on the third day, right? Maimon Har Sinai. Vayi kolos uvrakim. That's two, because kolos is plural. Va'anan kaved alahar. V'kol shofar chazak ma'od. That's three. V'chulu. Vayi kol ha'shofar. V'four. V'alukim yanenu v'kol. That's five. So there are five words of kol associated with Maimon Har Sinai. So, gzira shava, just like the kolos by a wedding, so too one is zocha to Torah if one is mesameach chasan v'kala. Eini, is this really true that there's only five? V'haksiv, v'chol ha'amrom is a kolos. There's more. You didn't count that one. That the whole Am saw the kolos. The Gemara says, no, osan kolos to kodem ma'antara havi. Those were before Maimon Har Sinai. That was Romas HaKolos before the actual experience. But the call of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was Kaviyachol, was only five listed. Rabbi Yavo Amar, Kilu Hikrav Toda. Rabbi Yavo says, if somebody's Vesameh Chasan Vakala, a different idea, that it's as if you gave a carbon Toda. Shneamar Mevim Toda Beis Hashem. A certain type of shlamim, the carbon toda. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, third opinion, ki lubana achas micharvos Yerushalayim. It's as if you built, it's as if one built one of the churvos from Yerushalayim. Shnei Amar ki hashiv eshvus haaretz kvarishona Amar Hashem. So those are three different opinions when it starts with Sameach Chasan V'Kala. Is he zocha the Torah? Is it as if he brought a toda, or is it as if he built up one of the churvos Yerushalayim? Shechter in Beikve Hatzon, towards the end in Siman Lama Tes, where he talks about Binyani Nisuin, he talks about this Gemara and he says, "What's the Mida Keneged Mida? Why zocha the Torah? Why Kilu Hikriv Toda churvos Yerushalayim? What exactly is the connection?" So he says the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos on the Tzavach Beis says when somebody's not married, they are not fully zochet to Torah themselves. Hashari below Isha, shari below Torah. And therefore, when somebody gets married, so that itself is a achieving shleimus in Torah themselves. Before somebody has other things on their mind, somebody gets married, which is the ultimate goal of life, that's when there's zochet to Torah. And he even says, the Gemara says in Maseches Psachim and Daf Samaches and elsewhere that there's a general machlokas by Yantif, whether we hold, I could choose how do I celebrate Yantif, either Lashem or Lachem, or do I say, no, that you have to have a little bit of both, Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem, which is what we hold. But there are 3 days that the Gemara says that everybody agrees you need Lachem. Everybody agrees you can't spend your day learning and davening all day. Everybody. What are those 3 days? Shabbos, Purim, and Shavuos. Shabbos because of Oneg, Purim because of Yom Mishnah v'Simcha Ksiv, and Shavuos because Yom Shinin had no Torah li'Yisrael. It's a day that Klal Yisrael received the Torah. So the famous question that all the Mefarshim ask, just the opposite, it was the day that we received the Torah. So Dafka, then we have to focus on our Gashmias. Rajab is just the opposite. So many answers given. Some say, yeah, it's Dafka to show that the Malachim don't have the Torah, it's not us. So we Dafka have to focus on the Gashmias. But other opinions, the Levush and others say, no. The point is that whenever there is a Kabbalas HaTorah, that's Mechayev Suda. Whenever there's Kabbalah Satorah, based on the Medrash, which the Ramban quotes at the end of Mishpatim, that the day of Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satorah, Vayechzu Esa'okim, Vayochlu Vayishtu, the Medrash said, Mikan Osim Suda L'Gomer Shal Torah. Whenever there's a Kabbalah Satorah, one requires a Suda. And that's also explains the difference. Another answer to the question of the difference between Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah and Purim, we know Chanukah does not have a Chiyuv Suda while Purim has a Chiyuv Suda. What's the difference? So, Mishnah Berurah quotes the answer. Chanukah was a spiritual danger. There's no Chiyuv Suda. Purim was a physical danger. Even though if you look in the Rambam and other sources, Purim was also a spiritual danger. If he wanted to kill us, he also wanted to get rid of Yadus. So the other answer suggested as the difference between Purim and Chanukah is that Purim was a Kabbalah Satorah. Rabbi Achashverosh, Hadar Kiblu B'mei Achashverosh, the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos. So that's why there's a Chiyuv Suda, because of a Kabbalah Satorah. So that also could be, now Rav Shechter talks, that could be maybe, that's a wedding. A wedding in a deeper sense is not just a wedding of a Chassan and a Kala. It's a celebration of Torah, the Kabbalah Satorah that the Chassan has now. That, now that he's getting married, Shalom HaTorah B'Bachruso, Shenisu of Chashivi Badok, Kabbalah Satorah Mechadosh, Umemela Mitzvah Lekvoa Suda, Oz, the Regal, Simchas Kabbalaso HaTorah Mechadosh. Similar to Purim. If that's the case, that's why anyone who's Mesameach Chassan V'Kala is Zochet the Torah themselves. Because he's being Mesameach, the Chassan in his Kabbalah Satorah, so he is Zochet to Torah himself. That is the first opinion. Zochet to Torah. What about Kilu Bana Kilu Kikrav Karban Toda? That's exactly the point. Why do we have a suda l'gamer shel Torah for any kabbalas Torah? Because we have hodah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Shabbat Karbani Bikal Amim Nasalonas Taraso. That's why we have a chiyuv suda, because we give hodah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, or that we've achieved this level of Torah. So that's Kilu Hikrav Toda. What about the last one? Kilu Bana Echad Mechavas Yerushalayim. So this he says a different pshat. The Gemara says also in a number of places, Ein Ben David Ba Achi Yikalu Kol Neshama Shebaguf. Mashiach's not coming until every child that needs to be born is born. Every child that's born is another step towards Geula. Because there's an area in the Shemayim called Guf, and all the neshamas of every child that will ever be born are in there. So until that's emptied out, actually kalu neshamos sheba guf, until all the neshamas that are in guf are emptied out, so that Mashiach's not going to come. So every time a marriage happens, which is the first step to having a child, so that's one step closer to Geula. So that's why Kilu Bana Echad Mechavos Yerushalayim, because it's as if one rebuilt one of the churbos. It's called Mishtafu B'Sudas Chasa Nachshav Kilu Mishtafu B'Sipchas Binyan Beis Hamikdash Al Shema Asid, and that's the third opinion that is quoted. Good. That is again in Beikli Atzon. Now we go back to the Gemara. We have the three opinions relating to what happens with Simchas Chasan Mekala. V'amar Rabbi Chava Amar Afuna. Next statement that he says, Kol Adam Sheish Bo Yireh Shamayim, Dvarav Nishmain, anyone who has Yireh Shamayim, his words are heard. Shneamar, Sof Davar HaKol Nishma, Esel Akim Yireh. Right, anybody, Sof Davar, the last pasuk in Koheles, right, his words are HaKol Nishma, Remez Elokim Yireh. So anybody who's Yireh Elokim will have his words heard. My kizek kol ha'adam. What about the last phrase? Amar Belazar, Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, kala olam kulo lo nivra ela bishvil zeh. The whole world is created for this chacham, right? Zeh kol ha'adam. All Adam is created for zeh, for this. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Amar shakul zeh kineged kol ha'olam kulo. Everyone is equal to this. To this one, balanced, like the Mishnah describes in Pirkei Avos. If all the Chacham are on one side of the scale, v'chulu. So here too, Reb Shimon ben Azai Omer, the Amrila Reb Shimon Zoma Omer, Kol Olam Kulo Nivra Elo Litzavos Lazeh. The whole world was created to accompany this person, to accompany this person in his service of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting, just Derech Agav. Many of the Bens that sometimes we don't know their first names, they're all Shimon, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Ben Lakish. Right, so any of them are Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Lakish. I'm not sure exactly why the name Shimon sometimes is left out, but either way, that's the Metzius. A lot of these the Tanoim that they're called by their quote unquote last names, Ben Zoma, Ben Azai, their first names are Shimon. Good. Anyone who knows that somebody else always gives me Shalom Aleichem, I should make sure to give them Shalom Aleichem first. Should make sure first. Shneamar, Bakei Shalom V'Radfeihu. Seek out Shalom and run after it. And if somebody gives me shalom and I don't return the favor, I am called a gazlan. I'm stealing. You have the gazela of an ani. So what is gazela of an ani? What do you mean? If you steal from anybody, you can steal from an usher also. It's still called gazela. So the answer is, an ani has nothing. The only thing an ani has is saying hello to you. That's the only thing he has. So gazela sa'ani means you took his greeting and you didn't answer it. So that's the remez to gazela sa'ani. Meaning we should always be maktim shalom, right? This is also based on the Eddah. We'll have this later on in the Masechta, in the last parak on Daf Nundalad, first mission of the last parak, where it talks about that Boaz was masakein. For his kinu, she adam shoel a shlom chaveiro b'shem. Boaz was masakein, that we asked our friend, when we say hello, we say it with Shem Hashem, right? From Boaz, Vayomer Lakotzrim Hashem Imachem, and the answer is Yivrecha Hashem. So out of that pasuk came Shalom Aleichem, right? Hashem Imachem, say Shem Hashem first, or Shalom, which is also a Shem Hashem, Shalom Aleichem, Yivrecha Hashem, Aleichem Shalom. Because if I'm doing it first, then I'm that Shluchei Mitzvah. So I could say the Gemara elsewhere talks about how could I say Hashem Imachem? Maybe a person's going to drop dead after they say the first word, right? Or Lashem Karban. I think we're talking about, I think it was like a Shavuos. Lashem Karban. You should say Karban Lashem. Because who knows that whether what's going to happen after you say the first word. The answer is, you're doing a mitzvah. So we're not worried. That's why when the first it is Maktim Shalom, so he says Hashem Hashem first. We're not worried. Shalom Aleichem. Or Hashem Imachem. Afterwards, that's just answering. So it's not the same level. That's why you have to say the other word first. You say Aleichem Shalom or Yivarechacha Hashem. Good. So that's in terms of Hakdama Shalom. There's stories, Chassidic Tales of the Holocaust, there's an amazing story about being Maktim Shalom every morning. One of the guys said, Jewish men always said, good morning, Der Mueller, and then Er Mueller, and one time during one of the selections, you know, he saw him, and in that way he was saved, because he was always Maktim Lo Shalom. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Vayter, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Tav of Dav Zayin. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. How do I know that Hashem davens? Unbelievable Gemara. Shneamar v'havi yosim al harkachi. The pasuk we say in Slichos, v'havi yosim, I will bring them to my holy mountain. V'simachtim beveis tefilasi, and I'll have simcha in my house of tefilah, beis tefilasi. Tefilasam lo neamar ela tefilasi. It doesn't say their prayer house, referring to the Jews, but my prayer house. Mikan Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. Hashem davens. My matzli. What is he daven? What does God daven? Right. Yesterday we had that Hashem was tefillin. Right. Today we have Hashem davens. Obviously, there's a lot of depth to this. We'll talk about it a little bit. My matzli. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvya. Amar Rav Yehi Ratzon Lefanai Sheyich Bashu Rachmayas Kasai. Hashem davens that my rachmanis should overcome my anger. Via golu rachmei amidosai. The esnaheg im banai b'midas arachamim. The ekaneis laim lefni mishuras adin. I should always be good to my children. Be good to my to Bnei Yisrael. The Tzlach here discusses this. He expands on what the Rashba says. But the Tzlach here says, right here on Zayin Amid. We're going to have a Zayin Amid Bez in a minute. But Zayin Aleph, the Tzlach says, "Ayin v'divrei Rashba ben Yaakov v'dvarav mitukim midvash." I'm not going to read that now. I'll read the Tzlach. So, "Vani Mosef baral dvarav ula faresh l'mikav v'yachlum espalel." Who does God daven to? We daven to Him. Who does He daven to? Okay, He davens. Who is He davening to? Usually, there's a recipient of the tefillah. V'omer ani etzleinu amo v'tzon marisahu mispalel. Hashem davens to us. We daven to Him. Says the Noda Yehuda. He davens to us. Umavakesh meitanu shenetiv maaseinu v'nashuv b'tshuva lefanav. He davens to us. Please do good. Please do tshuva. Ubazeh, because what does it mean? I want my midas harachamim to overcome, because that's only going to happen if we deserve it. So that's why he's davening to us. Ubazeh nigrom sheiratzon milfanav sheichbushu rachamav ki tamid zeretzono achsha avonoseinu ma'akvim v'yal tetama shani mefarish etzleinu mispalel. Don't be in wonder that I suggest that he's davening to us. Umeitanu mevakesh davarzeh ki mikra malay, because the pasuk says right. This week's parsha. What does Hashem ask of you? He just wants Yerushalayim. So what do you mean, ask of you? Ask, it's the first pasuk of the Torah. Hashem is asking something of us. Sha'areishu sho'elu mavakish davar zeh me'itanu. Ki biyadeinuhu. Ki nasan lana abachira b'davar zeh. V'lacheinu mavakish davar zeh me'itanu. Ki befirsh biyacheskel. Shekadosh baruch hu mavakish v'chulu. U'kamochein kalan v'yem malayim yizeh. V'zeh gamkein kavanas haraya. Shevi balmei merzu. That's also that Beis HaMikdash is called Beis Tfilasi. Ve'na kavana lahagbil bo makom yuchad shebis palel sham. God only davens there. No, that's what it's supposed to be. No. Aval kavana shakadosh baruch hu omer she'elu atfilu sha'anu mispalim b'bayis hazeh. She'yash rakadosh baruch hu rach shchina sham b'socheinu. Hashem wants his shchina to be sure there to listen to our tfilos. Elu bakashas ba'atzmam him tfilaso u'bakasho kaviyachol v'zeh ratzon lefanav. V'chulu. Wow. And that's what he says. Hashem is davening to us. Just like, I mean, you could also say, with the Gemara earlier, in Daf Gimel, who's Hashem crying to? Right? Who's Hashem crying to by the Bishmaros? Well, he's crying to himself? Obviously, generally, when we cry, we want somebody else to hear what we're crying. The baskol that goes out. Right? So that's, it's all to us, suggests the Noda Bihuda. Okay. Tanya, next Gemara, Avram Fried made famous. Amar Rishon ben Elisha. Rishon ben Elisha says, "Pamach zechnasi lahakter k'toris lifnai v'lifnim." One time I went into be makter k'toris lifnai v'lifnim, meaning Yom Kippur. There is a Vilna Gaon that we've quoted in the past, the beginning of Achremos, who says that Aaron HaKohen could have gone in any day of the year into the Kodesh Kodashim, as long as he did the Avodah. Because it's fascinating, just the Ha'ar is amazing, that the entire beginning of Achrimos, which is the Avodah Yom Kippurim, the word Yom Kippur is never mentioned there. All the way until the end of the Parsha. And this is what the Kohen Gadol should do, right? Achas Bashana, that's all the way at the end, at the beginning of the of Achrimos. But the first 20 psukim mention the entire Avodah that we call Avodah Yom Kippurim, but it doesn't say anything about Yom Kippur. It just says Bezos Yavo Aaron al Kodesh. The Meshech Chachma there quotes the Gra. Other Sfarim also quote the Gra. That the Gra says Aaron HaKohen could have gone in any day of the year, as long as he did this Avodah. Later Kohanim Gedolim only could go in on Yom Kippur. But obviously here it's Lefnai V'Lefnim. Lefnai V'Lefnim. They only went in on Yom Kippur. V'ra'isi akasriel ka Hashem tzvakos. He saw something. Big discussion that we showed him. Did he see a malach? Akatriel sounds like a malach. Pashas Moshe Rabbeinu could not see Hashem. Right? So what does it mean that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, you know, saw God? So some type of heavenly vision. Akatriel ka Hashem tzvakos. Shu yoshev al kisei ram v'nisa. That sounds pretty godlike. Va'amar li Yishmael b'ni barcheni, and he says to him, "Give me a bracha." Kaviyachal Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, "Can I have a bracha?" Amarti lo, and I gave him a bracha. Exactly what Hashem davens for. That's the bracha that Rabbi Shmuel gave him. Yirasol afadecha sheyichpashu rachamechas kaascha. Your rachamim should overcome your kaas. V'yagulu rachamecha amidosecha. Your rachamim should roll over onto your out of all your midos. V'tisahegi barecha midos rachamim. V'tiskares lohem lefnim mishuras hadin. Rabbi Baruch Hu said we should have rachmanis. Hashem, he davened that Hashem should have rachmanis on us. That is the tefillah. Again, literally, whatever this means, v'nanali b'roso, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, again, we believe one of the animamins, that God doesn't have a goof, so this is not meant to be taken literally. But, we don't understand the message of this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu even leaves open that other people daven to him, that the Midas HaRachim should overcome, he davens that his Midas HaRachim should overcome, v'nanali b'roso, v'kamash v'lan, and what's an added message that we learn from this Gemara, v'kamash v'lan, or my kamash v'lan, shlotei birchas hediot kala be'enecha. You should never underestimate the power of a bracha. Even a birchas hediot, right? Birchas hediot, anybody compared to God is a hediot, right? Qualitatively. Adi Berei, Rabbi Shobat Elisha is giving a bracha to Hashem. Adi birchas hediot kala be'enecha. We'll take a bracha from anybody. The concept of a bracha, again, there's a lot of brachas and klalas in the Torah. Right, brachas play a special role, right? Yaakov and Esav, right? Bilam Arasha. Right? See, many, many brachas and klalas come up at the Har Grisim and Har Eval. Brachas and klalas. The Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Aleph. Be'ez Hashem, those who listen, hopefully we'll get back to Mitzvah Shir at the when I get back to Eretz Yisrael at the end of August. But right now we're on a little hiatus. But we discussed this in Mitzvah Shir, in Mitzvah 231, in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Aleph, says the Sefer Achinuch. Why is it that the brachas and klolas have such a power? Like our Gemara says, Alti Birchas Hedyot, Kala Beinecha. Avo Bishim Ban Koach Ladas, Beiza Inyan Tanuach HaKlala Bimaklubal, Beiza Koach Bedibra Lavi Alav, even though we don't fully understand it, let me make a suggestion. He says it's on the Isser of cursing a fellow Jew. The Efshalon Alomal, Fiani is Taitenu. He says, let me explain. Kibiyos Ha Nefesh HaMidaberish Shabadam Chilik El Yoni. What makes us unique, the special koach that we have as human beings, is our koach hadibur. That's our special koach. Kamo shekasav, as the pasuk says in Bereishis, vayipak ba'apav nishmas chayim, v'tirgim unkelus v'ruach mamaloi. Quotes the unkelus in Bereishis, that we are a talking spirit. Nosan b'koach rav lifol afil b'mashu chutz b'mena. That's why Hashem gave us tremendous power with that speech. This is what makes us unique, different than the animals, and we have Hashem put tremendous power in it. V'alkein yadanu v'nire tamid ki lafil chashivas nefesh ha'adam u'dveikusa be'alyonim k'nefesh ha'tzedikim. The closer one is to the olamos ha'alyonim, the more power his words are going to have. That's why we go to a tzaddik or a rebbe for a bracha, because we believe that they have special kochos through their words. And that's where he says that that's where the special powers of the brachas and klalos, because that has to do with the koach hadibur. The koach hadibur is our strongest power that we have, not our physical might, right? Right, the koach hadibur is our power, and therefore that is why we focus on it. He talks more there about, you know, specifically the isser of cursing a fellow Jew, what the reasons are, but that is one source about the idea of koach hadibur. Good. Second medium line. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan Mishir Rabbi Yossi. Right, same person again talking. Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Yossi. Minayin shem eim ratzon lo ladam b'shas kaso. How do I know that I shouldn't try to be maratza a person, calm a person down while he is having an anger fit? How do I know that's not a good time? I have to wait till he calms down. Sh'tichsiv panay elichu v'ani chosi l'cha. Lach. By the Kisisa. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Hamtein li ad she'yavru panim shel zam. You know, leave me alone while I'm angry. Hashem is giving Moshe advice. Don't ask me for forgiveness while I'm angry. Va'aniach loch, right, and leave me. And then after that, after I calm down, then it'll be kaviachal. It'll be enough for, it'll be a good time for you to ask me what you want for forgiveness. Rashi says, Rashi not here, Rashi on Pirkei Avos. Rashi Pirkei Avos in Dalud Yud Ches. Right, it's quoted in the Mishnah, Al Taratzes Chavercha B'Shas Kaso. Do not try to appease your friend when he is angry, says Rashi. Deinam Olacha. It's not going to help. You're not going to achieve your results. She'eino Makabel Ritzui Mitoch Ras Chanuso. When a person is out of control, you can't talk to them. Elo La'acha Sh'niskara Daito. After he calms down, as the Gemara says in Brachas Av Zayin, Rashi there quotes our Gemara. Rabbeinu Yonah there says, not only will it not work, but it will probably backfire. Probably be backfire if we try to do that. Shal yidei zeh, because if I try to be menachem somebody and appease him, meratzeim shas kaso yidei zeh yavo lomar dvarim she'ina muhuganim bo ki yosef kaas al kaso. Be even worse, right? Sometimes we try to calm our children down, calm our friends down. Sometimes they say things that they wouldn't have said if we wouldn't have said anything. But it's because we're egging them on. We're trying to do something. They're not ready for the pious right then. And we have to know that. Okay. And we have to try to know that ourselves when we're angry. We have to try to control ourselves. If somebody says something to us, we have to realize that we are b'shas kaso, and therefore, we have to try to control ourselves. Good. Is there a moment that God gets angry? Is there anger in front of God? In, yeah, sure. The Tanya, there are a lot of psukim. Just one of them. Hashem gets angry every single day. For how long? Rega. For 1 millisecond. Rega. How much is that? Echad mechameshes ribo v'shmones alafim. 1 out of 58,000 v'shmona meos v'shmonim v'shmona b'shah. 1 out of 58,888. Right, 58, what is Meos Vishmona Vishmona? Well, that fraction of an hour, the tiny amount, that's how long is God's anger. Vizuhi Rega, that's a moment. The Inkal Bir Yechol Chamid Rosasha, Chusi Bil Marasha. And nobody knew exactly when God would get angry, except for Bilam. Dechsiv Bey, as he says by Bilam, Viodea Das Elyon. He knew the Das of Hashem. I mean, he knew the moment that Hashem would get angry. Right, because we can't take that literally that he was so smart. Why? Kasha das behenta lo avi yada, das elyon lo avi yada. He couldn't answer his animal. He couldn't answer the Asone, so he knows about God's knowledge. Stop there for a minute, just remember what we did a couple of weeks ago. Parshas Balak, we discussed a stifler, Birchas Peretz, on this pasuk. Why couldn't Bilam answer the animal? He was a Chacham. The Chazal say that he was on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. So why couldn't he answer the animals? So the Birchas Peretz said beautifully, because when the animal spoke to Bilam, the animal didn't have any taivas, didn't have any negios in what he was saying. So it was objective truth. When there's objective truth, Bilam, what are you doing? You're going to curse the Jews. God doesn't want you to. When there's objective truth in front of us, there's nothing to say. There's no excuses. That's it. It's in front of us. There's nothing else we could say. So that's why he couldn't answer Das Behemto. Das Behema, there's nothing else to answer to it. So that's why he couldn't answer it. So Das Elyon Avayadas, how can you say that he knew Das Elyon? So it must be he knew one specific element. He knew the exact moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would get angry. And this is what the Navi says. This was the Haftorah for Parshas Balak. Ami Zachar Na. Remember, my nation. My Yod Balak Ben Moav. Remember what Balak wanted to do to you. Uma V'chulu Umai. And the end of that pasuk, Lamanda Sidkos Hashem. To remember the Tztaka of Hashem. Amar Balazar, what's the Tztaka? Amar Lama Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Do come at Sidkos Asisi Imachem. No, how many Tztakas I did for you. Shlo Ka'asti B'mei Bilam Arasha. I did not get angry in the entire time the villain was trying to curse you. I did not get angry. Shel because if I did, there wouldn't be anybody left. Anybody left from the Jewish people. In a euphemism, enemies of the Jews. Fahainu to Kamar Bilam Labalak, and this is what Bilam said to Balak, Ma ekov lakabo kel, ma ezom lazom Hashem. How could I curse in different ways the anybody who Hashem didn't want to curse? So meaning Hashem didn't get angry in all of those days. 2 points. Number one is a Shemen HaTov, which I've quoted many times, and that is Rabbi Weinberger Sefer. He says on Parshas Balak, Rashi quotes in Parshas Balak, that the donkey, the Ason, tells Bilam, why do you hit me? Zeki Sani Zeshalosh Regalim. Regalim. So Rashi quotes, bothered by Chazal, why don't you say Pa'amim? What do you mean Regalim? Why? Because Ason is really telling Bilam, you're trying to uproot an Am HaChogeg Shalosh Regalim Bashana. You're trying to uproot a nation that keeps the Shalosh Regalim. So ask Hashem and Atov, why pick that mitzvah? There are many mitzvahs. You're trying to uproot a nation that keeps Shatnus. You're trying to uproot a nation that keeps the Shabbos Aveda. Why Dafka Yantif? So explain to Hashem and Atov, Bilam's power, as we just read, was all in, he thought he was in control of time. He knew the exact moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would get angry. So you know what we tell him? Bilam, you think you're in control of time. You're trying to uproot an Am HaChogeg Shalosh Regalim Bashana. They set the calendar. HaChodesh HaZelachem. This is a nation that controls time. You think you're so great. He says, this is a nation that controls time. Number one. Number two, the other point to mention, there's a lot of Mepharshim talk about this pasuk of Ma Eko Bakabo Kel. We mentioned a couple of years ago the Vilna Gaon. We're not going to go into that. It describes the Medrash here about the fish. But the Ksav Sofer. It's a Ksav Sofer on this pasuk. The Ksav Sofer says that the Medrash on this pasuk says, "Omar Bilam, halo bibrachos Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo mevarchan. By brachos, Hashem Himself gives us brachos directly. Unisancha Hashem Elyon, Yitzav Hashem Itchasa bracha. Directly, Hashem gives us brachos. By klalos, v'imotishme uli uva'u alecha. They'll come to you as if by themselves." Why is the formulation of brachos in the Torah as Hashem giving to us? By klalos, memela they come. Right? So why is that? So, says the Ksav Sofer, Tihine be'emes al-pia mazalos, he says, really naturally, under the astrological signs, the mazal of Am Yisrael should be bad. It should be negative. Mazal is bad. It's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always protecting us. And that's what it means, Ein Mazal Yisrael, because Hashem is taking care of us. We don't go by the mazalos. If we would go by the mazalos, then forget it. But we don't go by the mazal. Ein Mazal Yisrael. And that's what I meant by Avram Avinu. He looks at the mazalos. I'm not going to have any kids. What can I do? I'm finished. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I'll take you outside the mazalos. I'll take you above the mazalos. That was the first Jew, and that's really every Jew. Lachain. Therefore, when Hashem gives us brachas, is because He's directly involved in giving us brachas. When He doesn't give us brachas, what does that mean? He just removes Himself. And memela were subject to the elements of the mazalos, and they come by themselves. And he says, Ksav Sofer ends off by saying, that's what Bilam says. Lo ekov lakabokel. How could I curse someone that Hashem doesn't curse? Eina klos bo ilos ha'isomuma. Cursing is not going to help because they have protection anyway from the elements. I'm going to curse them, but Hashem is protecting them. May mazal Yisrael. And therefore it doesn't matter what I do. The only way is to remove his Ashkacha, which Bilam eventually did by causing us to sin by Midyan. But just cursing them, says Ma'ekov lakabokel, because Baruch Hu doesn't curse them directly, so therefore, how am I ever going to do it? Good. We continue. Okay. Says the Gemara. Where are we up to? How much is the za'am rega? The kama, we just asked this before. The Maharaj Chai said it must be two different amoraim that didn't know the brisa. The kama rega, omer Rabbi Avin v'tem Rabbi Avina, rega kamemre. It's for a moment. Kamemre. Rega, as long as it takes to say memre. Right, 1 second. Uminalon, let's continue a little bit and then we'll come back to that line. Uminalon de rega rasach. How do I know that that's his anger just a moment? Shenemar, ki rega biapo, chayim bertsono. Ki rega, for a rega, he will be angry. Vibayisema mehacha, or this pasuk. Chavi kimat rega, chi ad yavar zam. Move away a little bit for a moment until the zam, the anger passes. Veimas rasach. When is that moment that he gets angry? Amar Abaya, Bahanach Tlas Sha'i Kamaisa, in the first 3 hours of the third hour of the day, Ki Chivra Karbalta the Tarnagola, when the part of the chicken becomes white, the comb of the chicken is translated as, V'koy Achad Kara, and he stands on one leg. When the chicken stands on one leg and his gobble or his the thing on top, not the thing on the bottom, the thing on top becomes white. So Gemara says, "Kol shadav shadav nami koy hachi." But he's always standing. He always looks like that. It's always white on one leg. So Gemara says, "No, kol shaita isbe suriki subki." Throughout the day, there are red streaks. Sumki is red. Sumak tvei, right? So sumki, there are always red streaks. Piahi shaita less be suriki sumki. But at that moment, it's totally white, and there are no red streaks. Hahut Stuki story. David Shivusi Rabbi Shimon Levi. There was a Stuki, there was a heretic in the neighborhood of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Shimon Levi, you remember, was a very special person. He was at the end of his life. He got to, Frank Supa says that the Malach HaMavis brought him into Olam Haba to check it out before he took him. Shimon Levi, there was no rainbow in his day. So Rabbi Shimon Levi, having come at Sarale Tuva Bekroi. There was a heretic that always bothered him by annoying him with psukim, or with questions, foolish questions. Yom Achad, one day he said, that's it. Shokotar Nagola, Vokmi bin Kari da Arsa. He put a chicken by the foot of his bed, and he says, V'iyein bay. And he says, I'm going to stare at this chicken. Savar, he says, Kimata hi shaita, alte. When that moment comes, and I see that chicken get all white, that's it, I'm going to curse him. Kimata hi shaita naim. When that moment came right before her hand, he fell asleep. Amar, Shvamina la barachar la mevet hachi. It must be Hashem doesn't want me to do this. He took it as a simmon Hashemayim for rachma l'komas of ksiv. Because Hashem rachmanis on all one's actions, v'ksiv gav anosh l'tzadik lotov. It's not good for a tzadik to give punishments. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu give punishments. It's not good for a tzadik to give punishments. We're alav orach ara. Right, again, a major sugya that we had a daf bein shiran last summer, I think, and that is paskening based on heavenly signs. Right, what's the, if somebody has a psak, I take a heavenly intervention, right, there's Agosa Shri and Avodah Zarah, where there was a certain, one of the Rishon and the Paskin, a certain fish was kosher. He had a dream that night that he was a waiter in a restaurant and he was serving shrutzim to the guests in the restaurant. And he woke up, he's like, oh! He woke up in a sweat and he changed his psak. So what is that about? There are many stories about this. This Gemara doesn't exactly connect to that, because this is not a psak. It's just based on what he wanted to do, and he changed his behavior based on what he wanted to do. So this doesn't have to be connected to that sugya, but it's tangentially connected as well. One more line. Tana Mishmei Rabbi Meir, Vishrasha Chama Zorachas, the Kalmachi and Mizrach, Malchi Mizrach Umayr, Menichan Kisrem Barashayim, Umishachvan Lachama, when the sun shines. Right, that's the time when Avodah Zarah, because they're bowing down to the sun, and all the kings put their crowns on their head and they bow down to the sun. That's the moment. Miyad Koes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the moment. Right, it fits it, because what did David HaMelech say? David HaMelech say before that everybody else is sleeping. Ad Shalosh Shos. What does this Gemara say here? Right, when does God get angry? Shalosh Shos, third hour. That's exactly when the kings are getting up. Right, the king, and then later on we're going to get to, so all the, it's all the same hour. Okay, two dots. Before we get to the two dots, one other ha'ara. Tosfos, We could have a shiur on this Tosfos. Maybe we will. Right, Tosfos says, V'im Tomar, right, it says that he gets angry for a moment. What could Bilam fit into that 1 second that would be negative against the Jews? What could he fit into the 1 second? 2 days in Tosfos. Tosfos' first day is, he can say one word. Claim! Destroy them. Kill or aim. Destroy them. So that's what he can fit in. Number one. Number two, second day in Tosfos. Well, inami me achar shahayamaska kilalasa bosa shah hayamazika filo achar kain. As long as he starts in that moment, he could continue in that moment. Okay, we read this Tosfos and we move on. It's an agadata. Both the Aruch HaShulchan and the Kasha Klover, the Eretz Tzvi, they both say, you know what you see from this Tosfos? As long as you start davening bizman, you can finish lachar azman. So okay, as long as you start davening bizman, that is a huge chiddush. Number one, this is an agadata. Right, who says that? Why? Because the Kasha Klover says, me the Tova, Meruba, me the Peronis. So if me the Peronis could stretch to the later point, and then me the Tova. The tshuva of the Kasha Klover is about Shalach Manas. How can we give Shalach Manas? We give it, they're going to use it after Purim. So he says, he quotes the Yid HaKadosh, who quotes this Chiddush. But it's in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this in Kuf Yud Sif He. It's pretty clear that the Mishnah Berurah is against this Chiddush. Because the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Simin Nun Ches, right, he says the fairies, you have to finish the entire Kriya Shema before this man. The Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Lamed Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're running late on Mincha, and you're going to miss having Shmona Esrei before Shkia, so then do a Hecha Kedusha. That's what he says. What do you mean? Why don't you just start and it's okay. It's okay. Continue afterwards. So Pashtus, Rova Poskim say that this if you, Azman is Azman. And you have to finish before the Zman. Why do you have to finish before the Zman? That's a good question. Let's say by Mincha. What if you could get the entire Tefillah Balachash before Shmona Esrei? And you're just going to do Chazaras HaShas. What if you're going to get Kedusha? What's the cutoff point? Okay, whatever the cutoff point is, Pashtus, you have to get all of that before the Zman. But they use this Tosfos. What is the first day of Tosfos hold? He must argue on it. That's why the first day doesn't hold like the second day. But this is the second day. It's fascinating, but you should just know that's the Kasha Klover and that's the Aruch HaShulchan. Kitaka Bakodesh defending Minhagim in Klal Yisrael. Good. We continue now. Two dots. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishra Rabbi Yossi, Tova Mardis Achas, Belibo Shaladam Yosef Mekama Malkias, better one feeling of inside me, of holding, of overcoming my taiva and teaching myself a lesson, better one internal merit than getting whipped many times. Meaning something internal is going to have more of an effect. I'm going to go back to my first husband. Right, that's Bnei Yisrael saying, I'm going to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, one internal feeling of inspiration is greater than 100 whips, 100 lashes. Shenemar techas ga'ara b'mevin mehakos ksilmeya. Right, if I understand something, a ga'ara, something if I rebuke myself, so that's greater than hakos ksilmeya, 100 hits to the fool. So now this relates to a little bit, we alluded to this yesterday, shlosha dvarim b'kesh Moshe b'lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nasan lo. Moshe had 3 requests from God, and he got answers to all the requests. B'kesh etishra shechina al Yisrael v'nasan lo. He asked that there should be hashras shechina on the Jews, and there was. Shenemar halo b'lech t'chay manu. Right after the Egel, Hashem wanted to leave. Moshe says, no, you can't leave. You have to come with us. Number one. Number two, B'kesh lo tishra shechina lo v'dikachavim, v'nasan lo. Please do not have the same hashras shechina and hashkacha on other nations. Shenemar v'niflinu anivamcha. Number three is a machlokas. First day it says he got an answer. B'kesh lo hudio drachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nasan lo. Please explain to me your ways. V'shenemar, and he got it. Hodiyeni nas drachecha. Amar lefanav, and Hashem answered. Rabbona shel olam. For first Moshe asked, what does it mean? Explain to me your ways. Amar lefanav, Rabbona shel olam. Mipnei ma yish tzadik v'tov lo v'yish tzadik v'ra lo. Yish rasha v'tov lo v'yish rasha v'ra lo. So we basically paskin, which we'll see like the second opinion, that he did not get an answer to this question. I mean, I don't know if we paskin that way. That's what we try to accept. Amar lo, I mean, you don't have to say Moshe himself understood it. We just don't. Amar lo Moshe. Moshe, listen up. Tzadik v'tov lo, tzadik ben tzadik. Tzadik v'ra lo, tzadik ben Rasha. Rasha v'tov lo, Rasha ben tzadik. Rasha v'ra lo, Rasha ben Rasha. That was Hashem's answer. Problem is, it doesn't always work out. Rachmana l'slan. We see great tzadikim that are tzadik ben tzadik, and they have tzadik v'ra lo, and the opposite. Right? So, the world seems to Seems to not go by that. Amar Mar. So let's talk about it. Tzadik v'tovla, Tzadik ben Tzadik, Tzadik v'ralo, Tzadik ben Rasha. Is that really true? Eini v'ksiv hokid avon avos al banim, v'ksiv u'banim lo yimsu al avos. Two psukim. A child who will not be punished for his parents, or, yes, they will. V'ramina kray adadi, u'mishanina lo kasha. And the way we answer this here was, ha kisha oksin ma'asei avosein b'yadeyem, ha kshein oksin ma'asei avosein b'yadeyem. Depends if the child follows the path of the parents. If the child follows the path of the parents, fine, they're going to get punished. But if not, they're not going to get punished. So you see, a tzaddik ben rasha will not get punished. So elahachika amarlei. No, this is what he said to him. Tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik gamur. Whatever that means. Tzaddik v'ralo, tzaddik she'eno gamur. Rasha v'tovlo, rasha she'eno gamur. Rasha v'ralo, rasha gamur. So again, we've seen many rasha gamurs throughout history that didn't have it so bad in olam hazeh. So again, it's difficult. Either way, upligad Rabbi Meir. This whole opinion argues on Rabbi Meir, who holds Am Rabbi Meir, shtayim nasnu lo v'achas lo nasnu no, which kind of gives us nechama, this other opinion. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't even understand it. Shneemar v'chanosias asher achon, I will show favor to who I decide to show favor to. Avo pishenu hagun, even though he's not roy for it, for whatever reason. Okay, so that's what Tzadik v'ralo, Moshe cannot get the answer. Period. You can't see my face. When I wanted you, Moshe, in Parsha Shmos, you didn't want to come. Now you want? I'm saying a no. I don't want to give you the revelation. Right? So that opinion holds that Moshe was faulted for how he acted at the snare. Against the following. Bischar, that he did the following three things, he was zochet to three. Bischar, vayaster Moshe mipanav. Bischar, that Moshe hid his face. Zochel aklaster upon him. That's why he had a shining face. Bischar ki yarei, because he was scared to go. Zochel livayiru migeshes elav. They were scared to go to him. Bischar mehabit. Bischar, from not looking. Zocha ulu usmunas Hashem yabit. So this opinion says it was a positive that Moshe Rabbeinu was so humble and didn't want the divine vision at the snap. One more line. Vasirosias kapivra isas achorai. I will remove my kapayim and you'll see my back. Amrav Chana bar Bizna, Amrav Shimon Chasida, Melamed, Shehera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Moshe, Kesher Shel Tfilin. He showed him the back. We said yesterday, Hashem wears tfilin, he showed him the back. So as we said, maybe that means the back, like the mashal we give, the back of a carpet. Back of a carpet, because it's a big mess, that's what we see, that's what the world looks like. Next, same a person talking. Anything that Hashem says, Latova, even if it's on a condition, there's something always positive that comes out. Minolan mi Moshe, any other from Moshe, Shneemar, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shneemar, he says to Moshe, in the repeat of Jewish history. Leave me alone, Moshe, and I will destroy them. And I will make you a great nation. So, even though Moshe did achieve a nullification of that gzerah, that Hashem did not destroy the Jews, but still, the second half came true. A great nation will come out of you. Shneemar b'nei Moshe Gershom ve'Eliezer, v'yu b'nei Eliezer, Rechavia Harosh v'chulu, b'nei Rechavia Ravu l'malah v'chulu. So we see in Devar Yamim, it was a huge amount of people. V'tani Rav Yosef l'malah mishishim ribo. Even more than 60,000. Asya Ravia Ravia, k'siv hacha Ravu l'malah, k'siv hasam, u'b'nei Yisrael, paru v'yishrisu v'yirbu. So the line of HaKadosh Baruch Hu always, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, it's always, even al tanai, there's always a tova that comes out of it. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, and he also notes that something said by a Navi, Latova, does not come back Reikon. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's how you know that it's a Navi Sheker or a Navi Emes. How do you know if it is a prophet? So if a Navi says something bad is going to happen, and then something good happens, that doesn't prove he's false. Why? Because maybe Bnei Yisrael did tshuva. But if he says something good is going to happen, and then it doesn't happen, that's how you know he's a Navi Sheker. Meshach Chachma says, that's why Hashem got angry when Sarah laughed. Ah, oh, how am I going to have a baby? And not by Avraham. Because Avraham heard it straight from Hashem. But Sarah heard it through Avraham, meaning Ayidei Navi. And Ayidei Navi, it's never Chozer Reikon. And therefore, that's why he says, Beshachachma, Kedarko Bakodesh, putting in Torah Shebal Peh into the Psukim, he says, Pachadush, Hanomer Lanavi, Lo Yuchala Hishtanos, Lazos, Kasher Amar Hashem La Avraham, Vyitzchak, Vyitzchak Billy Bo, and he chuckled in his heart, Halaben Meashana Yolid, Mishub Shiuchala Hishtanos, Aval Sarah, Achresha Shamak, Farmi Pi Avraham, Asherhu etzla kilu shama bipi navi kashikara shma sara sheemar lo kol ze biachad uvetitzchak lachin amar lo matzetzachaka sara. Why? Halo namar bipi navi letova lo yuchal ushul lehishtanos. That's a classic meshachachma, putting in a Rambam into the text of the storyline in the Torah. Okay, we continue. Should have Amid Yomi in these Masechtas. Am Rav Yochanan, Mishim Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Miyom Shabar Kadosh Baruch Hu Es Olam, Olam, Lo Haya Adam, Shekar LaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon, Ad Sheba Avram Makaru Adon. From the day that Hashem created the world, nobody called Hashem Adon until Avram called Hashem Adon, Master. Shenemar, Vayomer Hashem Elokim, Bamo Idaki Irashana, by the bris bein habasar. But he calls him from the word Ado. The Marsha says, what's the Chiddush? Because there's two Shemos of Hashem. There is Elokim, which means he exists, and there's Ado, which means he is Mashkiach and involved. That was the Galus of Avraham Avinu. Others before him might have realized that there was a creator, that he exists. But Avram brought the message that he's involved in the world, and he's Mashkiach, that's Adon. The Netziv says a similar idea in Mishpatim. The Netziv in Hamak Davar points out that the word Adon, where's the first time the word Adon is used in the Torah? Besides Ado. But the word Adon, it's here in Mishpatim. Shalosh pamim bashana yiro'eh kol zachorcha el pnei ha'adon Hashem. Three times a year, go to Be Ola Regel. Why is Adon used there? So says the Netziv. Because to Be Ola Regel, I have to leave all of my possessions, all of my stuff. Who's going to protect it? And everybody knows that the Jewish people are all going to Yerushalayim. So this mitzvah shows, right, that Hashem is Adon. The Midrashim talk about the Nisan that took place. Hashem protected all of the property of Bnei Yisrael when they went to Yerushalayim. But that's why Adon is used there, because it shows his involvement. Next, Amar Rav, Av Daniel Onana El Bishal Avraham. Daniel was only answered Bishlus Avraham Avinu. Shneamar Vata Shma Elokeinu Atfilas Avdecha Vel Taknunav. Daniel says, Hashem, listen to your Eved Tfila Vel Taknunav V'Hayar Panecha Mekdashcha Hashemim Laman Hashem. Right, as we say in Slichos, and please light, put your face on the Mikdash. Laman Hashem, Laman Chami Baylei. What do you mean? It should be Laman Chab. He's talking to God. For you, Ela Laman Avram Shekar Acha Adon. So by saying Ado, he's really referring to Avram Avinu, Bishchus Avraham, that called you Adon. Good. V'yamar B'yochanan Mishim Rav Shimon Yochai, same person, Minayin, Shem Rasim Aladim Shaskasa. We had this also in Amud Aleph. Shenemar Panay Elecha V'ani Chosi Lach. Good. V'yamar B'yochanan Mishim Rav Shimon Yochai, Miyom Shekadosh Baruch Hu Es Olamo, Loya Adam Shehodel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Shebaz Leah V'hudasa. There was nobody that was modeh to Hashem before Leah. For Leah came and gave hodah. Shneamar hapam modeh Hashem. Hapam modeh Hashem. I give hodah to Hashem. What does that mean? Rashi, third line on top. Hodis al chelka she'ala yosir menacheshvan hamagila. She gave hodah because she realized she got a larger percentage. She got four. She got 4 out of 12, so she realized it's not all going to be split up 3, 3, 3, and 3. So she gives Hoda'ah because of that. And we have to, that's the attitude of Hoda'ah, that we have to realize everything we get is Yosef Michalkeinu. Some other Bali Musar also say, why Dafka Leah, what the Avos didn't give Hoda'ah? Nobody else gave Hoda'ah beforehand? So the Bali Musar say, Leah was the first one to give Hoda'ah for Teva. She had a baby. What do you mean? Baby is natural. It's Teva. You have children. Leah gave Hoda because she realized it's not natural. She realized it's not Teva. Hapam Odeh Es Hashem. Just one more and then we'll continue. It's an unbelievable diuk. The Tzlach, right here, points out. Why in the first line, from the day that Hashem created Es HaOlam. And here, from the time that Hashem created Olamo. Why does the first one by Avram say Olam and the second one say Olamo? Why is that? Says the Tzlach right here. He says, let me just find it. He says, Le'el Mamar Harishon, L'Nishim Adon. He says, Ha'olam, and here's Olamo. V'nireh, D'nesinas Hoda'a Al Hadavar, Hu Kimo Bracha. Shemavarchin al hadavar. Giving hoda'a on something is like a bracha. Kshekshana omrim baruch ata hakavana shevach hoda'a. So he says based on the Gemara later on in the beginning of the sixth parak, Lashem Aretz Mulah Barasalam Ne Adam, Kan Kodem Abracha, Kan La'achar Abracha. That's what the Gemara is saying by Leah. Before she gave Hoda'a, it was God's. Olamo. It was his. After the Hoda'a, it's a recognition that it becomes part of us. Vayolam Nikra, Olamo Shalagarish Bracha, Lusib Lashem Aretz. Aval, after it was given to Leah. So that's number one. And this is number two. Va'onir Lenias Daiti, until Abraham, nobody called him Adon, Loikiru, Kocho, Memshalto, Ba'olam, and they thought he created the world, but then he left. It's just Olam. It's just Olam. Avram made it Olamo. So Avram made Olam to Olamo. Leah made Olamo to Olam, to Ar, to Olam. Fascinating. Says the Gemara. Reuven, Amr Abelazar, Amr Leia, Reu ma bin bini lebein chami. Leia says, see the difference between my son, Reuven, and my father-in-law's son. Who's his father-in-law's son? Leia's father-in-law's son. Right? The son of my father-in-law, of Yitzchak, right? Meaning Esav. Even though he sold the Bechora with knowledge, he sold it and he still hated him. He was a trickster. But my son, Reuven, he didn't have a choice. He had to give up the Bechorah to Yosef. Tichsev u'bachalo yitzue aviv nitzna Bechorah sol v'nei Yosef. Afilo hachi, lo aknebe, he still wasn't jealous. He accepted it. Tichsev v'yishma Reuven v'yisilam yadam. He even tried to save him from the pit. He even tried to save him. So you see the godless of Reuven. Good, that's Reuven. Rus, my Rus. What does the name Rus mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shezachsa v'yasa mimenu David, Sherivuhu, LaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'shiras Hashem Shabachos. Rabbi Rus is from the word riva, from the word filled up. David satiated and filled up the world with praise of Hashem. Minalan deshmagarim. How do I know? You see from here that the name really causes the mitzius. Amar Balaza, Amar Kra, L'chu chazu mifalos Hashem asher sam shamos baretz, Atikra shamos el shemos. Shemos Baruch, the name causes something. Ask the Achronim, why didn't the Gemara ask this on the previous line about Reuven? How do you know Shmagarim? Reu, right, Dafka by Rus. Look at Rashi for a second, first skinny line. Rus Hamoavia. Mishun Da'ari Beferushi Hashem was Nakala. Thank you, Rashi. I didn't know who Rus was. Hamoavia, I needed that. What's Rashi adding by that word? Says the Maritz Chayis here. You know what the Rashi is adding? And why the Gemara didn't ask it earlier? Because by Reuven, Leah had Ruach HaKodesh. So that's why it could be that it was Hashem HaAsid. By Rus, she was a Moabite. Her mother didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. That's why it can't be that it was Ruach HaKodesh. It must be just Shema Garim. Once she got the name, that's why that's the emphasis of Rashi, and that's why the Gemara only asks it over here. Good. There's a lot about names. We don't have time right now, but in terms of tshuvas, about the special, there are many sources about the special siyata d'shmaya that parents have by giving a name. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where, I don't know exactly what the case was, somehow a baby was named without the father's permission. And he has a tshuva there. I'll just tell you what the tshuva is if you want to look it up. In Yoredeya, Chela Gimel, Simin Sadek Zayin, Malu Bilo Yediyas Ha'av, V'karu Lo Shem Bilo Yediyaso. Right, from 1969 is the tshuva. See, it's the tshuva. So he says, they did the bris, terrible, because they didn't tell the father. But what about the baby's name? Could you be mevatalit? Because the father doesn't give the name. Or Moshe says, you can't be mevatalit. Lo shayach shi yisbatel. Shagamba aim yishlo reshusa, yishlo reshusa litin shem. V'chulu v'chulu. He says sometimes they both can give names. Anyway, but that is the, that's in Simon Sadek Zion. In terms of names, there's a lot about names here, but we will continue. And that's why there are sources that say sometimes that rebbes don't tell parents what to name the child. special siyata d'shmaya of the parents. They'll talk about different names, but the ultimate decision is the parents. Difficulty within a family could be even more painful than Gog u'Magog. Shenemar, Mizbar lo David bevarcho bebeif shalom beno. David's running away from his son. Viksiv basrei Hashem marabud sarai rabim kamim alai. And David HaMelech is saying, "Oh, it's so terrible." In the previous parak in Tehillim, Ksiv lama rakshu gayim u'umim yegurik. Why is this happening? He has a stronger lashon by his when his son is rebelling against him, which shows that that is even more than Gog u'Magog. Good. Mizmar David, Bavarchu B'Dei Avshalom B'No. Once we're talking about that Mizmar, so let's talk about it. David sung a song when he was running away. Mizmar David, Kino David mi Bailai. What do you mean a song? He should have a Kino. He's been running away. His son is being Morad B'Malchus. Amr Shimon ben Avishalom. Right, Bali Tosva say a few places. It can't be Avshalom. You're not going to name somebody after Avshalom, speaking about names. It's Avishalom. Mashal Amad Avadoma. This is the following mashal. L'adam shi'asa lav shtar chov. Kodem. Person that owes money. Kodem shepra'o haya atzei. Before he pays it back, he's upset. He's scared because he owes. He's meshubid. L'achar shepra'o sameh. After he pays it up, he's happy because it's off his back. Afkan. So to hear. David. Kiva shamalach adish baruch hu. And he make him alecha ra mi beisecha. David is promised as a punishment that there's going to be ra in his house. Haya atzei. She's nervous. Amar Shema Eved O Mamzer Hu Delochayis Alai. Maybe somebody's going to take over from me who I'm not even related to. A Mamzer and Eved. Kivan Dechazed Avshalom Hu Samach Mishemach Yamar Mizbar. He saw the good even in the terrible situation. That was David HaMelech. He was able to see the good. You're allowed to start up with Rishayim in Olam Hazeh. Says Rishayim Ben Yochai. Shenemar Ozvei Torah Yahalu Rasha Veshomri Torah Yizgarubam. Right, the ones who leave Torah will praise the Rasha, but the Shomri Torah will start up with them. Tani Nami Hachi, Rabbi Dustai Bar Maton Omer, Mutter Liskaras Birshan Balamazet. Again, it's Mutter to start up. Shenemar Ozvei Torah Yahalu Rasha V'chulu. V'im Lechshech Adam Lomar. And if somebody says to you, "No, you can't," Vaksiv Al Tischar Bimereim Al Tikane Ba'osei Ola. We'll say Avla. Don't start up with those who do sin. Amar lo, Misha libo nokfo amar kain. Only somebody who is his heart is pulling him, who's not fully confident. Ela al tischar bimreim, lios kimreim. Al tikani bose avla, lios kose avla. Right? Don't start up being like them. So this whole first opinion of the Gemara says you're allowed to start up with the Rishayim. For Omer, al yikane libcha b'chataim ki im biyiras Hashem kol hayom. Good. Eini, is this really true? Can you start up with them? Yamar Rabbi Yitzchak. Imra Isa Rasha Shasha Mesachek Eslo. If you see a Rasha that time literally is playing with him, meaning he's on top of the world, Al Tiskarabo, don't start up with him. Shenemar Yachilu Dracha B'chaleis. Velo Od El Shazocha B'din. And it'll beat you in judgment. Shenemar Maro Mishpadecha Minegdo. Velo Od El Sharob Itzarov. And also, he'll be able to see his enemies fall. Shenemar Kolzer Rav Yafiach Bohem. Question marks. Do you start up with a Rasha or not? So a couple of answers. Number one. Lo Kasha Well, is he talking about stam stuff? Don't start up with him. Mili Dishmaya in Torah, you can start up with him. Depends if he seems like Mazel is on his side. A third answer. Swallowed up a tzaddik from him. Hashem does not leave the tzaddik. El a tzaddik mimenu baleya, a tzaddik from him, he's baleya tzaddik gomer eno baleya. Or final answer, by saying Hashem mishachekas lo shiny. Period. So lemaisa, if a rush is on top of the world, we don't start up with him. Period. We'll stop here by the two dots, and Hashem, we will continue. Again, today's shiurim has been sponsored. L'zeichen Ishbas Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky by the Orlinsky family. And again, we keep trying. We're still on Project Sinai. We're still working on the technicalities with the OU. But Hashem, eventually, hopefully soon, we will also be presenting the shiur on the OU website as well.